This is Monitor 67 with the best sound around for your weekend entertainment. I'm your host, Ed McMahon. 4 minutes from now, we'll be hearing about cattle rustling in, of all places, Florida. First, Herb Alpert and the orchestra, The Happening.
About buying a new car? Then ask yourself these questions. Do you like to win? Like to get the most out of your money? Enjoy the feeling of power? Appreciate beauty? If you answer yes every time, your Oldsmobile dealer's year-end sale is just for you. Here's your chance to really get the most out of your money. A great buy on a young, spirited, rocket-powered 1967 Oldsmobile. Maybe you've had your eye on a trend-setting front-wheel drive Toronado. You'll never buy one for less this year. Or maybe you're a family man who's keen about the big Oldsmobile station wagon with the glass panel top, the Vista Cruiser. You'll load up on savings right now. Whatever your choice in other rockets, 98s, 88s, or F-85s, you get the extra value Olds builds into every car at the extra low price offered during the annual year-end sale. See your Olds dealer now.
Would you say that cattle rustlers are a thing of the past? You'd be wrong if you did. And not only are cattle thieves still very much in action, they're operating in a state where you might not expect them, Florida. A man who's very much concerned about this problem is Art Higbee, executive director of the Florida Cattlemen's Association. He was interviewed for Monitor by Joe O'Grady.
Art, how serious is this cattle rustling problem today?
We had a survey conducted by the United States Department of Agriculture and the University of Florida, and conservatively, they tell us that we're losing 80 head of cattle a week to cattle thieves. That's 4,160 head a year, and valued at about $140 a head, which is a very conservative figure. We're coming up with a $750,000 loss. When you add to that the losses we're sustaining from malicious and wanton shooting of cattle on the highways and vandalism in excess of $500, The state of Florida cattle industry is losing nearly $2 million a year.
How large is the cattle industry in Florida, Art?
Well, Joe, we're probably the fastest growing cattle state in the nation. We've got nearly 2 million head of cattle here in the state presently. We're third east of the Mississippi and 14th in the nation. The amazing thing is that 70% of this 2 million head lie south of Orlando, and actually the bulk of them lay west of Palm Beach and Miami and east of Naples, Sarasota, Tampa, which is unbelievable for most people to come down here in these plush hotels on the beach.
In the typical cowboy story, there are gunfights on the range when the rustlers are spotted driving the herd, and maybe a hanging if they're caught. Art, I would imagine the modern cattle rustler has some rather sophisticated methods of operation.
Well, there'll still be gunfights in Florida if a rancher gets anywhere close to the people that are stealing his cattle. They have various modes of operation at the present time. We've got a number of big rings operating. Must be, because you can't take 80 head of cattle and move them into the retail stream from sources outside of state and federal inspection without having tie-ins pretty high up. We're losing a good portion of them, sure, to a person just wants one animal or so forth. We've got lots of people that'll drive along the road and take a 30-30 and shoot an animal, jump across, cut the hindquarters off with an axe or a big knife, throw it in the back of a station wagon and head on back into Miami or Palm Beach, leaving the rest of the animal laying there. It's just unbelievable, the methods that are being employed. We had one conviction not so long ago where they used a big enclosed truck and trailer. They'd pick up as high as 10 head, slaughter those animals en route back to where they were going, so that when they got to their location, they would be able to move the fresh carcasses out and then dispose of what was left elsewhere. And they'd actually conduct that while they were rolling on the highway.
Art, what was the most unusual capture of a rustler that you know of in the last couple of years in Florida?
Well, it happened in the Naples area, Collier County. We paid a $500 cattle theft reward to a lady there, wife of one of the ranchers, who was driving down the road and saw two men stealing a cow. They already killed it and were cutting it up. And she jumped out with a shotgun. One of the men ran, and she went across the fence, told the other man to lay on the ground, facing the ground. She cocked the shotgun and put it in the back of his neck, and she stood there waiting for about 30 minutes until someone came down the road and went for the sheriff. I think one serving 3 years and one serving 4 or 5.
Cattle rustling in 1967. We've been talking with Art Higbee, executive director of the Florida Cattlemen's Association. Joe O'Grady, NBC Monitor.
You're listening to Monitor at 16 minutes after the hour, and in just 5 minutes more, Al Capp will be along with a few observations on patriotic songs in the Lone Star State. So stay tuned. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
The conversation station, WNBC, New York. Hey, know what to do that would be great right now? A bracing cold beer. Man, nothing tastes better than that first frosty glass. And when your beer is Schaefer, you get that same rewarding flavor in the second glass and the third, because Schaefer has flavor that never fades, never lets you down. You get first beer pleasure, first glass to last. And now, here's Paul Anka.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. I said Schaefer pleasure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun. My Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Al Capp, Monitor's expert on nothing, with opinions on everything, makes a pretty good case for patriotism in popular music, as it's heard in the state of Texas.
The windows of the world are covered with rain. Where is the sunshine we once knew? Everybody knows are colored with rain. When will those black skies turn to blue? Everybody knows when boys grow into men, they start to wonder when their country will call. Let the sun shine.
John Warwick's newest, The Windows of the World.
Hello, Dad.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Oh, Daddy, I'm so glad we picked this camp. It's just beautiful.
Here are some of the things you can do by long distance. You can chat about little things and seriously discuss important things. You can talk about old times, tell a father he's the greatest, or a mother that you're eating proper meals. You can keep the family feeling going. That's why the Bell System says that long distance is the next best thing to being there.
What? Yes, Dad, I love you too.
Al Gap, as we mentioned earlier, makes a pretty good case for patriotism in popular music, as it's heard on the radio in the state of Texas.
The drive from Abilene to Lubbock, Texas, shouldn't take more than 3.5 hours legal speed or 2 hours flat Texas speed. But don't misunderstand me. It isn't dangerous for an Easterner to drive in Texas. Your life's in danger only when you stop to eat. Not that Texas highway food is bad. It's pretty good. What makes it dangerous is that it's possible to get Mexican food anywhere. And anyone who's ever gotten hooked on that stuff knows that Mexican food is both impossible to resist and impossible to survive. Texas radio takes a bit of getting used to, too. All the announcers sound like Lyndon Johnson, and so do most of the country western singers. I turned my car radio on during that drive, and I must tell you, it gave me something of a jolt to hear Lyndon Johnson urging me to take advantage of a hardware sale in East Lubbock and singing love songs with guitar accompaniment. Except that country western love songs are a bit different from those we hear in the East. Ours deal mainly with the more primitive aspects of animal love, and that's understandable since most of our star composers and singers are under 18 and haven't developed yet beyond primitive animalism, and neither, to be fair, have the kids who've made stars of them. Texas love songs are about other aspects of love. One of the most popular is about a father's love for his son. Another is about a boy's love for his dog. But the most astonishing love songs I heard on Texas radio were songs about love for our country. We here in the East, the chief benefactors of our country's freedoms and generosity, haven't heard a love song about that kind of love since the kids took over. And any time of day or night, we can hear them moaning about how they love the embraces of some other 12-year-old of the opposite sex, I assume. Or you can hear such elder statesmen of Eastern love songs, the Joan Biases, the Pete Seegers, the Bobby Dylans, singing of their love for ways of life that only those lucky enough to live on the other side of the Iron Curtain are blessed with. Now, if just for a change you long to hear a song about an American's love for America, you'll have to take a plane to Abilene, Texas, get off, hire a car, turn on the radio, and drive to Lubbock. And this is Al Capp speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
Al Capp is heard every weekend on Monitor. Now, music by the Ray Conniff Singers, Wonderful Season of Summer.
American Motors Rambler dealer, you're the guy who sells compact cars at import prices.
Right.
You're trying to tell me something.
Welcome, customer. It's our way of dramatizing all the surprises you'll find here.
Gee, and the lollipop. What a surprise.
Wait till you see our cars like this Rebel.
Strawberry it.
Here's what Tom McCahill of Mechanics Illustrated says.
There isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. today than the 1967 Rebel.
Was that McCahill?
Surprise! That was my son, the ventriloquist.
Oh, you must be very proud of him.
Yes, Tom McCahill is a most respected automotive expert. Now, look at the list price on this intermediate-sized Rebel. Well, I'm selling it for even less than that.
Don't do it, Dad. All he wants is a lollipop.
Get back in the box.
You're wasting your time, Dad. He's the third one today.
Back in the box. Back.
You can get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler dealer. Now, during surprise time.
Thank you.
Bearded Wonder, Al Hurt, Puppet on a String. This is Monitor 67, where you stay in tune with the weekend world wherever you are, wherever you go, anywhere in the USA. In southern New England, we're heard on WJAR, Providence, Rhode Island. Hello, Providence. Now a word from the NBC station in your area, then more of Monitor. I'm Ed McMahon.
Senator Albert Gore, Democrat of Tennessee, will meet the press tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.
Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer.
Try Miller High Life yourself. You'll know why this great beer has earned the name the champagne of bottled beer. Available in cans, on tap, or familiar crystal clear bottles.
Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer. Sparkling, flavorful, and distinctive.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
While you drive, it's NBC. Monitor on NBC. On the go on radio, it's NBC.
This is Ed McMahon continuing with Monitor 67. 4 minutes away, an interview with Mrs. Babe Ruth, widow of an all-time baseball great. First, Monitor music by Trini Lopez, who comments musically on the female of the species, the song, The Bramble Bush.
The bramble bush is lovely. It thrills you with delight. The flowers on the bramble bush are all so pink and white. But if you reach to pluck one, as sure as you are born, the bramble bush will stick you with its prickly thorn. And the pretty girl is like a bramble bush. Yes, a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. But you'll get stuck if you should touch. The girl I fell in love with was such a lovely sight. So beautiful to gaze upon, so soft and pink and white. And as I reached to kiss her beneath the summer skies, I was so much in love I didn't realize that a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. Yes, a pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. But you'll get stuck if you should touch. Aha! The summer soon was over, and autumn chilled the sky. The flowers on the bramble bush began to fade and die. And with the faded flowers, my true love traveled on. And I can feel the thorns now that my lover has gone. But the pretty girl, yes, is like a bramble bush. Yes, the pretty girl will thrill you very much. Oh, a pretty girl is like a bramble bush. But you'll get stuck if you should touch. Oh, the bramble bush. Yes, the bramble bush. Oh, the bramble bush. Yes, the bramble bush.
This is Keenan Wynn.
Wynn.
Forgetting for a moment the controversy that continues to rage over whether or not I am related to the Wynn Oil Company people,
people!
I'd like to make a more important point.
Point!
Wynn's products do keep cars going strong.
Strong!
This was proven conclusively last Memorial Day at Indianapolis. The cars that finished first, second, and third all used wins.
Wins!
But what about everyday driving? In hot weather, weekend and vacation trips, use Wins new charge.
Charge!
A can of charge in your crankcase ensures full engine compression, prevents oil burning, and gives your car total power.
Power!
Switch to charge and keep your car going strong. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for charge. Made by Wins.
No relation.
Of Azusa.
Now, monitor sports. A new book entitled Babe Ruth, published by Children's Press, and one of a 20-volume series on people of destiny, will become a subject of formal study in the nation's history classes this fall. The book is totally accurate, according to the person who knew the babe best, his widow, Claire, who discusses it with Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon.
Mrs. Ruth, you've said that the publication of this book pleases you more than any of the others on the Babe. Would you explain to our Monitor Sports audience why?
It's a book that Babe would have liked, true to his life, and far different from any of the others that have been written. I enjoyed it immensely, and I think the public will.
Which was the Babe most proud of, his hitting or his pitching?
Well, of course, Babe was very proud of his home runs, but he was more proud of his pitching. He beat Walter Johnson 1 year, 3 1-0 games. And you know Walter was the greatest. Also, Babe's pitching average was 1.68.
Now, this is the 40th anniversary of Babe's 60 home run year. What do you remember best about that 1927 season?
Well, of course, Babe didn't have the pressure on him that the other ball players have today, trying to reach the 60 mark or beyond. But Babe did have pressure on him every time he went to bat, because so much was expected of him. However, he had very little to say about it, except he was happy.
I wondered what your reaction was the day and the year that Roger Maris hit his 61st home run.
Well, I was at the ballpark, and of course with the games being extended to 162, where Babe hit his in the 151st game of a 154-game series, I didn't feel that Roger had broken it, and neither did he.
I kind of feel that most people still think that Babe owns the record of 60 home runs in one season.
I think so. It kind of belongs to him, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I know that one of the Babe's biggest disappointments was his failure to manage the Yankees. How deep did that go with the Babe?
Well, Babe was deeply disappointed. Not bitter. Never bitter. But he was deeply disappointed that he never got the chance to manage a big league team. It was the one sorrow of his life.
Do you think that Babe would have made a good manager for a ball club?
I know Babe would have made a good manager because he knew baseball and he got along beautifully with the players.
There's been much controversy about the home run that Babe hit off Charlie Root of the Cubs in the 1932 World Series. Some experts say the Babe really didn't call the shot. You say he did. Can you tell us why?
Well, Babe said he did, and that was enough for me. And also George Majakerth, just before his death recently, who was umpiring behind the plate, said that Babe called his shot. And with two strikes on him, it certainly did show confidence.
Mrs. Ruth, the Babe has always been pictured as a big, overgrown kid who never really grew up. Do you agree with that?
Had Babe lived forever, he would never have grown up.
Mrs. Ruth, how long has the Babe been dead?
19 years, the 16th of next month.
Mrs. Babe Ruth, thank you ever so much. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
Glenn Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Mrs. Babe Ruth, widow of one of the all-time great sports figures. And speaking of sports, Sandy Koufax is now a member of the Monitor Sports team. Be sure to hear him.
Cooking with accent, Harry, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Waking up your hamburgers, huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, waking them up.
You've tasted my hamburgers, Harry. I don't need accent. Isn't that right? Right?
Wrong.
What?
Wrong. If anything needed accent, it's your blah burgers.
Blah burgers? You're kidding, huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
Why didn't you tell me this before, Harry?
If you've been making blah burgers without knowing it, maybe you should wake them up with accent.
Monitor music now, Steve Lawrence and the Misses, also known as Edie Gourmet, with Be Still.
Be still,
Just look into my eyes and hold my hand. Be still. Caress me till it's more than I can stand.
Baby, let no sound intrude to break up this romantic mood.
And maybe the music of love will start. Don't speak until the melody comes through to us.
Straight ahead, the comedy of Nichols and May, with Elaine May playing the role of a little old lady and Mike Nichols as a helpful young man. So stay with us. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
80 degrees and cloudy in the metropolitan area. WNBC, New York. You've probably heard Hugh Downs on Monitor Radio tell you about a special summer hearing aid value. Right now, Zenith is introducing a new tiny hearing aid called the Carlisle. The smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So slender, it's hard to believe there's a quality Zenith hearing aid in the Temple Bar. And you can probably use your present eyeglass frame fronts. So let Etchison & Company, at 655 Madison Avenue at 60th Street, New York City, show you how inconspicuous a hearing aid can be. But do it now, because for a limited time only, they're offering a special introductory price on this tiny new Carlisle. And while you're there, see any of the other 18 Zenith Living Sound hearing aids. Now's the time to visit Etchison & Company at 655 Madison Avenue and 60th Street, New York City. While the sounds of summer are on sale, you'll be glad that you did.
Ed McMahon here, back with more of Monitor 67. Here's another ad to start off this portion of the show. Ed Ames with Timeless Love.
Timeless love, tender love, joyful love, gentle love, wondrous love, love divine, you're one half angel, one half mine. Softest love, strongest love, strangest love, youngest love, endless love, love divine, you're one half angel, and you're one half mine. Purest
can love shine so bright? How can love be so right? Kindness, love, tender love, joyful love, gentle love, wondrous love, love divine. You're one half angel and
next, Monitor Comedy Time with Nichols and May, brought to you by 1 Hour Martinizing, the most in dry cleaning. If you're planning any vacation travel this summer, here's something to remember. Almost anywhere you go, you can depend on 1 Hour Martinizing dry cleaning to keep your clothing fresh and clean. There are over 2,500 Martinizing stores to serve you coast to coast and around the world. Martinizing is the modern method that cleans clothes superbly in just 1 hour, yet cost you no more. It's safe, odorless, gentle. Each franchised 1 hour Martinizing cleaner does all the work right on his premises, and that means he can give your clothing more attention. And with Martinizing, you'll appreciate the extras, like free replacement of missing buttons and no charge for minor repairs. You'll really like the way everything comes back to you, looking and feeling fresh and clean, like new again. And wherever you go, with 1 hour Martinizing, you never pay extra for prompt service.
Your clothes will be cleaner, brighter, stay fresh longer. Be off to a fresh start with 1 hour Martinizing dry cleaning.
Everyone approves of a young man who helps a little old lady across the street. But the scene takes on a different aspect when the little old lady is Elaine May and the young man is Mike Nichols.
Will you help me cross the street, please?
My pleasure.
Thank you. Easy there. Wait for the light now.
Oh, I always wait for the light.
Wait, you're taking off the curb in the light there now. Wait for the light.
We're all right now.
Easy, under the elbow now.
Lean on my arm, ma'am. You're okay.
Not so fast. Your car's turned the corner, you know. Not too fast.
You're safe with me.
Easy goes. Easy does it. Not too fast now. You're going too fast.
I've got 20/20 vision, you know.
Yes, easy does it. Now, careful there. You watch out now. See, you nearly walked me into a car.
Oh, no. You mustn't worry, really. You're all right.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Well, you're a good boy. Here.
Oh. Well, but this is a diamond.
Yes, it is. It's a diamond.
Oh, but ma'am, I was glad to walk you across the street. You don't need to reward me because kindness is its own reward.
Try rubbing it.
Try rubbing the diamond?
Yeah, just try rubbing it.
Okay.
Did you rub it?
I'm rubbing it.
Do you notice anything different about me now?
Why?
Yes.
Why, you're a beautiful fairy.
Yes. Yes, I am. Surprised you, didn't it?
Not in this neighborhood.
Did you ever hear about the meanest Boy Scout in the world? He used to help little old ladies halfway across the street. Nichols and May are Monitor regulars every weekend.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archard, visiting beautiful Tippi Hedren. And everyone's talking about your exciting performance in the movie A Countess from Hong Kong, Tippi.
Oh, I thank you, Army. It was a thrill making it.
Remember when I visited you on the set in London?
Oh, indeed I do. Wasn't that a cold, blustery day?
Awful.
You know, this is what I like, being in the warm sun and getting a tan with Coppertone.
So you've joined the Tannables, eh, Tippi?
Yeah, of course. I found Coppertone gives really a better tan.
Yes, it's enriched to make your skin more tannable and to help prevent dryness, too.
I'll tell you something else, Army. I found that my skin was in so much better condition in the summer from using Coppertone that I use it all year round now as a body moisturizer.
That's a beauty secret the girls will thank you for.
Well, it's no secret that I'm a Coppertone fan.
Tan, don't burn. Wouldn't you say, Tippy?
I'd say, tan, don't burn, use Coppertone, Army.
And you're right. Thanks, Tippy Hedren.
Turning once again to monitor music, here's Vicky Carr with what I hope is the description of the weather where you are. Sunshine.
I've spent too much time here in the dark, trying to hide, crying inside. I've spent too much time here in the gloom, making a tomb of my room. But suddenly along comes you, and now all that I want to do
is just to walk in the sunshine of your fire. Walk in the sunshine of your fire. Walk in the sunshine of your love.
The lover I've been dreaming of. I've spent too much time staying alone, drying my tears, nursing my fears. I've spent too much time building a wall, shielding myself from it all. But now at last you've come my way. You brought me to the light of day,
where I will walk in the sunshine of your smile.
Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer. You the guy who sells the U.S. compact at an import price?
That's me. Surprise?
Yeah, but I'm really interested in your surprise deals on a bigger car like the 1967 Rebel.
That's no surprise. Everybody is. Here, put on this elaborate hat with the funny horns.
Ooh, not so tight.
It's a little invention. Every time you register surprise, your brain impulses make the horns honk.
Yes, and of again.
Now, look at this 1967 Rebel.
Okay.
See? Surprised already.
Is a Rebel?
Right. We call it the excitement machine.
Yeah.
Lots of options. Four on the floor, bucket seats, 343 cubes. Tom McCahill of Mechanics Illustrated says there isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. than the 1967 Rebel. Hey, hey, take off the hat.
Boy, am I surprised. I'll take it.
The Rebel?
The hat.
Oh.
And the Rebel. Surprised?
No, Rebels outsell the hats 5-1.
Surprise time is a good time to get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler dealer.
Michelle, Peter Nero at the piano. This is Ed McMahon for Monitor with NBC News on the Hour coming up shortly.
Be to the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. On NBC.
Mom, beat the kitchen heat. Just listen to this. From Wetson's comes another mouth-watering eating delight. It's Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken. Done up just right. Crispy and tasty on the outside, tender and delicious on the inside. For that snack or dinner at home, Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken Dinner served with Idaho Gold and Brown French Fries. A man-sized portion, only 69 cents. Mmm, love that chicken. For a beach party
Or whenever you're having a picnic at home, pick up a Wetson's chicken bucket, packed to go. For a family of three, $1.49. For a family of six, $2.98. Love that chicken. Top off your meal with Wetson's Thick Shape, creamy and refreshing. At Wetson's, you can always enjoy U.S. government-inspected all-beef hamburger or cheeseburger. If you're looking for eating pleasure or a picnic delight, go to Wetson's. Love that Wetson's. In Belrose, Queens, there's a Wetson's at 247-53 Jamaica Avenue, 2.5 blocks east of the Belrose Theater. 660 sets a high standard with Sterling on Fortune Phone, weekdays at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., WNBC, New York.